I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. No doubt most sportsmen and women in West Virginia have their attention trained right now on bow hunting and other woods-related activities. But don't overlook the opportunities on the waters of West Virginia as well. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
I'm Tracy Byrd, and if you're a sportsman, join me and America's 40 million sports shooters and 44 million anglers to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday of September. National Hunting and Fishing Day was established by Congress to recognize sportsmen's vital role in conservation, a role that includes providing more than $1 billion each year for wildlife conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
Fall trout stocking in West Virginia wrapped up during the month of October. Mike Shingleton heads up West Virginia's trout program.
Do about 36 waters and do each water once a week.
It's become a tradition dating back four decades that has become not only popular but also a management initiative for the DNR.
Started probably a little over 40 years ago, and in the fall, of course, early in the fall, we begin our spawning of the trout. And these are usually 2-3 year old trout, weigh 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. And once they're spawned, and at that age, we don't want to spawn them anymore. And we needed to get rid of them in order to make room in the hatcheries for the fish that we're raising for the spring stocking. Those big fish take up a lot of room. So it was decided to stock them in the fall after the spawning was completed, and that usually amounted to 6, 7, 8,000 pounds of these large brood trout. And to make the stocking worthwhile, we began pushing some other trout that normally would have been in the spring, pushing them to get a little size on them to add to it. Now our fall stocking consists generally somewhere between 35 and 40,000 pounds each fall.
And the fall stocking, as you heard Mike mention, offers the opportunity to catch some really nice fish. Plus, unlike spring fishing, you'll find much more seclusion on the mountain trout waters around this time of year.
Our fall stocking, the pressure that we see on our streams during the fall stocking is nothing compared to the spring. But a lot of people, you know, if they're out there turkey hunting, squirrel hunting, you know, they finish for the day and they may want to trout fish a little while.
And another caveat of the autumn stocking, most of those trout that are there now will be there for the duration of the fall and the winter, too.
Trout that are left there from the fall stocking should provide pretty good angling through the winter until we start our spring stocking. Of course, some of those streams also carry trout through the summer also.
And whether you enjoy fly fishing, spinner fishing, or just throwing in live or prepared baits, you're going to find some satisfaction among the fall colors of the high mountains as you fish for the West Virginia trout. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.